Flying Cool Tech number 34, July 6th, 2005. Hello, everybody. I'm your host, Larry Skutkan. And today's show, we've got an interview with some people at HumanWare talking about the differences between the PK and the M-Power. Thought you might find this rather interesting. I know I did. Also, we got a user comment. If you would like to leave a comment, you can call our comment line at 206-984-9203 or drop us an email at blindcooltech@gmail.com. Don't forget our website is aph.org/tech/bct.htm. But the real way to enjoy these podcasts is to subscribe to them, and the URL to paste into your podcatcher software is http://www.aph.org/tech/bct.xml. All right, here's our comment.
Hi, Larry. This is Mike Busboom calling you from Vienna, Austria. Just a couple things. Firstly, just to let you know how much I enjoy your podcasts. And I grew up in the United States. I've been over here for a long time now, but I thoroughly enjoy your podcasts. They're a good dose of Americana. Plus, they've got lots of great tips. The problem I have right now I was wondering about is this Windows Media Player 10. Is it Windows Media? What link is? Is there a link that goes to it, and is there any sort of documentation regarding accessibility? I was listening to your show on and using IrfanView, but IrfanView isn't really that accessible. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to load it or send it to my book career. But I was just curious if there was a link that you could provide. I looked on the web page, and there wasn't one that was there. At least I didn't find it, but I'm sort of, maybe I didn't look carefully enough. Because I'm looking for something where I can fast forward and rewind in media, Windows Media. And you can't do that with IrfanView that well. And so that'd be great. But on the other, you know, just something else, I just wanted to let you know how much I appreciated your podcast. You're certainly inspiring me to start doing some podcasts here from Austria, you know, discussing perhaps European technology and some of the things that could be of interest to people, plus letting people see how our public transportation system over here works. It's way different than things in the States, and I could probably make some good audio recordings. So anyway, just this basically, more than anything else, is just a quick thank you for the great job, and to let you know how much I enjoy them. So all the best. Keep up the good work, and thanks for providing such wonderful information and entertainment. I'm sure I'll talk again. Bye.
All right. Thanks for the nice comments, Mike. Yeah, that'd be a great idea for you to start a podcast and give us the European perspective on technology and especially public transportation and life in general, daily life. I for one, think that's a fantastic idea. I'd love it. Also, just to let you know, I didn't actually have a link on how to update to Media Player 10, and I should have. Actually, the real way to do it is just to go to the Help menu and select the Check for Updates option, and that should download the latest version for you. And one of the things that is really nice about Media Player 10 is that you do have the ability to fast forward and rewind through MP3 files. Why they didn't have that in there in earlier versions, I will never know. In fact, let me show you how that works. It's kind of interesting. Let's see. Let's find a MP3 file here.
BCC folder view list view not select NFB 2000 digital recorders dot MP3 digital recorders dot MP3 dash.
Okay, we'll just do this show where we were talking about the digital recorders. So we'll open it with Media Player. A couple of things that are really neat in this new version too is it actually has the ability to speed up and slow down the spoken, well, any kind of content. So it's actually got a feature that they call time scale modification.
Cool Tech. No links. Contact me on my store.
Okay, so
2005.
If you want to,
I'm your host, Larry.
If you want to speed it up, you can hit Control Alt F. And, or to fast forward,
here in
and you can get some nice feedback while you're doing that too.
Going to mow the grass, but
Music Link graphic.
And another interesting thing, check this out.
A little bit too hot for that. I think it's going to be cool tomorrow morning.
So I actually talk like a northerner there now.
Seems like
and we can go back to normal
did a
speed.
Podcast with it,
or slow speed.
Last week, but I guess it's been a little long.
Sounds like I had a little too much drink there. Go back
maybe
to
that rain just made the grass grow so much better.
And
a couple of things.
What you can do is go into the play menu.
Menu bar, file.
Jeff Bishop.
Let me stop that.
Menu, play, slash, pause, control, stop, control, play, speed, submenu.
So there's a play speed submenu.
Play menu, fast, control, plus shift, plus G.
So you got fast,
normal, check, control,
normal,
plus shift, plus S. Slow, control, plus shift, plus S.
And slow. So, and you can also do the rewind with control, shift, B. Let's see, let me...
The Desert Skies podcast wrote me and explained specifically the term...
Now I will warn you that the control shift F in WindowEyes is mapped to their find command, so you need to use your bypass key for that. But that should be no problem for you WindowEyes users. All right, let's get on with the HumanWare interview, and hope to see you next time.
Okay, so we're at the HumanWare booth talking with
Rich Krausen.
Rich Krausen, and you're just about to tell us how the PK and the M-Power are different and the same, and the differences between them, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
The first place to start would be the type of user that the PK is designed for and the type of user the M-Power is designed for.
Okay.
They're really quite different.
Okay.
The PK was designed for someone who wants to have a true PDA use, where they're quickly extracting information, taking down short notes, perhaps entering a quick appointment or something of that nature, but they're not using the device for significant inputs.
Okay.
So you're not going to braille out a very long document. It's all for very quick retrieval.
Okay.
For that reason, it's not enabled to print or emboss from the PK.
Okay.
Because a true PDA user relies more on their laptop or their desktop because they're a power user. They need a full version of Word, a full version of Windows, a full version of whatever application they're looking for.
Uh-huh.
And the premium of the PK, of course, is its size and weight.
Absolutely.
Which
it's
is
a nice
0.99
size.
Pounds without the case.
And what are the dimensions?
The dimensions, I would have to look those.
Well, just roughly, we'd say, what, about 7 inches across?
I'd say
about five
that,
deep.
About 4.5 deep and maybe an inch and a quarter
nice size.
Deep. And it does have an 18-cell Braille display.
Uh-huh.
It's only available in a Braille keyboard. It's not available in QWERTY.
Okay.
However, you can use a Bluetooth QWERTY keyboard with it.
Okay.
And it's quite effective doing it that way.
Yeah.
The M-Power, however... Is for more of a power PDA where you have the ability to emboss and print, and you have to highlight some of the new features of it. It's got an X scale processor, so it's a faster processor.
Okay.
It's got 128 megs of onboard storage on the flash disk, whereas the PK has 8 megs.
Okay.
It's got a 64 meg RAM, which they both have. It has built-in Bluetooth, just as the PK does. However, the Bluetooth is, you're capable to print from it, emboss from it. You can partner with your phone as a modem with it. You can also use it with a keyboard.
Okay.
It has 802.11 wireless capabilities with a CF wireless card. Both units do.
You have to add the card, too?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. It's, however, the Bluetooth, you do not need a card.
Right. Now, if you put that CF card in, is there more than one CF slot?
There's only one CF slot on the PK. However, the SanDisk CF card has both storage and wireless on it.
Oh, that's right. I've
so
seen
you
that,
have the
yeah.
option instead okay. of having storage as well.
Okay.
The M-Power additionally has streaming audio abilities, whereas the PK is not yet able to do that.
Oh, wow.
The M-Power also has an internal microphone and can record voice memos.
Pretty good quality?
Actually, quite good quality because you have the ability to have, I believe, three or four different categories of voice quality that you can have adjustments to.
Okay.
So I'm not that in depth with audio recording, so I can't get that detailed with it. However, they have actually made it even simple for the user who is not that used
yeah,
to
exactly.
audio, where you can choose a low quality, medium quality, or high quality in each of these categories.
Okay.
So you don't actually have to know what each of the different rates mean.
Okay.
In addition, on the M-Power, we have added, it has the CF card slot. It also has the PCMCIA slot that it's always had. But we've added two USB hosts and a USB client.
Really? Okay.
As well as a SD card slot for secure digital cards.
Uh-huh.
And of course, it's remained with its infrared, its serial port, and its internal modem as well.
Okay.
The M-Power no longer has the parallel port that it does. However, there is a USB to parallel adapter that you can get quite cheaply that works effectively.
Okay.
The M-Power is for the person who's using it for a lot more than just a quick retriever.
Right. And is the M-Power available without the Braille display, too?
Yes, in the VoiceNote model with both a QWERTY or a Braille keyboard.
And what's the price of that one?
The price of the M-Power VoiceNote is only $19.95.
Okay.
And the BrailleNote M-Power with 32 cells is $61.95.
Okay.
And then we have an amazing opportunity for people who are currently owners of BrailleNote Classics, where you can transplant your Braille display.
I heard about that.
Yes, from your Braille Note Classic, put it in a new home for a Braille Note M-Power at a significantly reduced cost. For instance, if you're running 6.2 of KeySoft, excuse me, 6.11 of KeySoft, you can take your Braille display out, put it in a new M-Power for a total cost of only $19.95.
Okay. And what's the price of the PK?
The PK is $49.95.
Okay.
It remains the same from what it was previously.
Right. Man, I love the size of this thing.
Well,
that's amazing.
That's the allure of it, is for the person who is hauling around a lot of things.
Yeah.
And they just want to literally reach in their pocket and have instant access to information. They maybe not are going to Braille out a document that takes an hour to Braille, although they could if that was their choice.
Now, is this user running KeySoft as well?
Yes, it runs KeySoft 6.0.
Okay.
Whereas the Braille Note and the Voice Note Classics run KeySoft 6.11.
Okay.
And the new M-Power is running KeySoft 6.2.
And we're still using Keynote Speech in both these?
Okay. So the person who has any familiarity with the BrailleNote family is going to know exactly what to do
with
any of the products. We've kept the same consistent interface, and that's really the power of the BrailleNote family is KeySoft. When it comes right down to it, is made in such a way that it's very intuitive, very consistent, and very logical.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of compliments about it.
Oh, yes.
Okay, is there anything else I should know about these? Or do you want to tell?
It's just a very exciting. You have a lot of opportunities with the new M-Power. We're still making and supporting the BrailleNote Classic.
Okay.
And we've lowered the prices of those. So now you can get a BrailleNote Classic for $49.95, whereas just 3 or 4 days ago it was $61.95, same product. And in fact, the VoiceNote Classic is at a $13.95 price point. This is very attractive for education and things of that
nature. Sure is. That's not bad at all.
Yes, it's an exciting time for human learning.
All right. Well, very nice talking to you. Thank
you. Absolutely. You're welcome.
Wake up, dog.
You know what? I walked out.